time people think to make bubbles, you just take some bubbles or some solution, you know, some dish soap, yeah, for dish example, soap is real and good. Mix it with some water. Not bad. Then other people say, no, you add some glycerin and that works. And still, that's not the secret recipe. So let me share with you the secret ingredients. Okay. All right. The first thing is you want to use distilled water. You don't want any water that has minerals in it because it will lessen the quality of the bubble. Okay. See, this is for the connoisseur. This is for the serious person. All right.
Clearly.
And then we need some like Dawn dish soap or Lemon Joy or something, but just the plain, no antibacterial or anything like that.
No additives.
You got it. And then we're going to need some glycerin. You're going to find glycerin at the pharmacy, for example, but if you haven't seen glycerin before, it's a fairly viscous fluid. And so I put the recipe up on the website, in general, it's about a cup of water, a tablespoon of Dawn dish soap, and about a teaspoon of glycerin.
Oh, okay.
Mix the whole thing together, and the secret, 24 hours. It has to sit for 24 hours. Don't touch it.
Do you refrigerate it or something?
No, just don't touch it. Yep, just let it sit for 24 hours after you mix it up, and then you get some really, really good bubbles. So here, watch this. This is just a simple little bubble wand that you can find at the store, but you can see the kind of the strength there.
Look at that.
Isn't that just great?
We've been watching Steve create these.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
He's kind of been practicing.
All right, so now let me pop one up like this.
All right.
Okay, so here's a couple of them. Now, if we're good, we can kind of bounce them right there on the little trampoline. So here, let me pop one up. See if we get one. Now, they're always temperamental, so watch on TV. It's just amazing, though. We're bouncing
right,
it on the temp.
A bubble on the soap.
And you say
the smaller ones are even more temperamental than the large.
Yeah,
look at this.
That one.
Oh, look at that.
That's there? So these can get to be huge bubbles. And so I'm sure the newsroom is going to enjoy this.
Those are phenomenal.
Here, put on your glove, because I'm going to show you what you can do with the glove as well.
Okay.
We know that if it touches your skin, there's oil and dirt. If I can get one here so that it doesn't touch the skin, and it touches this. Oh, it's so close, Mark. We were tempting fate.
I'll let you catch it.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you. All right. I hope we have
one. Look at this, one after the other.
Isn't that just amazing?
It's really a great recipe.
We're going to try to blow one inside the other one. But here, try to touch that one there. See if you can kind of, that's a beautiful, look at that one. Isn't that pretty? That is a real, right there. Now watch this. We can kind of blow it up like this and then see if we can pop.
Bubbles in a bubble. Isn't that great?
Isn't that fun? But it's all because of that great bubble
solution.
Look at that. See if I can catch one and actually put one here for you.
So you're getting right on it, right?
Yeah. So right on it, and we try to get one. So here, let me pop this guy here, if I can. Yeah, and now watch this one.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Like
a balloon bag of bubbles.
Oh! Is that pretty?
How much fun is that?
I love that. Isn't that great? So it really is the secret of that larger bubble is that glycerin. And the secret is that the glycerin keeps the water in the bubble. So the reason the bubble pops in the air is because all the water is evaporating. And so the glycerin kind of helps keep it in place. Try that one. Oh, isn't that just pretty?
But you can spend hours doing this.
I know. And so.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see if I can
try to pop one in there. Yeah, there you go. Oh, look.
Oh! Nice job.